Well, it's a big weekend for art in the city of Johannesburg. Earlier this week, you might have heard us talk about Open Studios, where you can take advantage of shuttle services to visit more than 150, let's call them less known artists, operating in downtown Joburg. But there's more. 702 is out at the first ever R&B Latitudes Art Fair, a new art experience in Johannesburg. Artists and galleries have transformed Shepstone Gardens, a magnificent 3-acre indoor and outdoor venue, into a curated celebration of contemporary art. Visit latitudesartfair.com to buy your tickets. But before you do that, take a listen, because we're with our colleague Gugs Mhlungu, host of Weekend Breakfast, because she's already out there at Shepstone Gardens taking a look at what's there. Gugs, good afternoon. What are you seeing? Is it an absolute feast of interesting art? I hope so.
Afternoon, John. Yes, but more than just the art, I think two things really stand out for me. The venue is gorgeous, and it almost feels as if you're outside of Johannesburg. You're kind of high up in the mountains, and you're surrounded by this beautiful scenery. So that's the one thing I've really enjoyed. It's feeling a little bit like I'm out of the city, which is a bit of a treat. But also, in addition to the art, there's quite a lot to see and do. One of my favorite things, I found, I went to the design store, and it is quite literally wearable art. You can buy art pieces that have been turned into blankets and jerseys, into jewelry, which is absolutely lovely. I really liked it. So if you're looking for something other than, you know, the gorgeous sculptures, the artworks, there is this design store, which I really think is worth a visit.
Yeah, and a lot of people on weekends do family stuff. You know, for parents who've got, "Mom, can we go? They all look the same." Is there anything for children?
Yes, that was one of the things I looked out for first, was is it kiddies friendly? And very often, if you've been to art fairs, they don't seem to be very accommodating of kids.
Yes.
There's quite a lot that's been planned for the kids. The venue itself is very children friendly. There's lots of seating areas, which seems like a small thing, but I think if you're a parent with a niggly child or you're getting a little bit tired, there is a lot of place to sit if you just need to catch a break, which I think matters. There's also a playground specifically for the kids. It's called the Young Artist Playground, where the kids get to do really cool things like a VR installation. They get to paint. So if you're looking for the kids to be entertained, there is a playground for them. But also, again, one of the challenges with art fairs is often the food isn't very family or kiddie friendly. Lots of options for grown-ups and little ones. So if you're looking to come out and you're worried about the kids, you can absolutely bring the kids. They've been catered for, which I think is really fantastic.
Yeah, sounds fabulous. It is the R&B Latitudes Art Fair. If you're bringing the kids and you're enjoying the food, bring the wet wipes if they're going to go anywhere near the artwork. Otherwise, you might find that lunch costs you much more than you expected. But on a serious note, the list of artists exhibiting is marvelous. It's a wonderful way to discover the incredible creative heart that Johannesburg has. Go and check it out. It's at Shepstone Gardens. It is the R&B Latitudes Art Fair. It's 10 to 5.